You are listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. Today I am speaking with organizers of another Carolina Anarchist Book Fair as well as Pansy Fest. Welcome.
How's it going?
Hey there.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So we're coming up on the big weekend. These events have happened before, but they're happening simultaneously this year. Can you maybe get us started today by giving us a little bit of background on each event?
Sure. So another Carolina Anarchist Book Fair is in its third year in Asheville, North Carolina. It previously was an event that happened in the Triangle with the same or similar name, same acronym, and it stood for another Carrboro Anarchist Book Fair. And they stopped doing it a few years back, and a few friends of mine when I was working at Firestorm got together and were talking about how it would be really cool to bring this event back in action. And in 2017, we had our first book fair, and ever since then, we've just been kind of like growing with our like network and reach and ability to get really interesting talks and publishers and grassroots community organizing groups to come participate in our event.
So one of the reasons why we think it's important to have the book fair and also to hold the book fair in Asheville is because Asheville gives us a particular kind of landscape for organizing. On the one hand, since it's a sort of liberal bubble in a pretty conservative state, we have a little bit of space to get together and focus on like learning, on education, and on building up programs and ideas and organizations without as much of a threat that other places in the state have from the you know, fascists and people surrounding them. So there's like maybe a bit of reprieve here. On the other hand, Asheville is pretty emblematic of what's going on in cities around the world, where the, you know, the city government and the police are basically fighting against the people living here in a sort of subterranean conflict in some ways through gentrification and the kind of development that displaces people, and then a pretty overt conflict with the police and how they, interact with marginalized communities. So I think it's just really important for us to take these moments to gather people together, to see what people are doing across the region and learn what we can do in different spaces, what works in one terrain might work in another, or we can, you know, figure out ways to innovate the struggle to make our lives more livable under such horrible conditions. So this is the biggest book fair in the region, and it brings people from all across the Southeast to share these their experiences and information.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about Pansy Fest?
So Pansy Fest is a queer and trans music festival. It started out in 2017. We felt that there was a need for a queer punk festival in our region. There wasn't anything really like that to bring that community together. And as years have gone on, we've kind of broadened the scope of the type of music and what we're doing. And we usually have vendors and we have workshops. But because ACAB and Pansy Collective are collaborating this year, it'll be really cool to have ACAB workshops during the day. And then during the night, Pansy Fest music and vendors. So, yeah.
Yeah. As they were just saying, like these events previously in previous years have been held on separate weekends. But this year we decided to collaborate and kind of create this one amazing weekend where we all come together and just celebrate.
Awesome. So when is all of this happening?
So August 23rd through August 25th will be both events.
Yeah. The very first event you can come to starts at the welcoming table at Firestorm at 1 p.m. and speakers start around 2, and you can come by and pick up the like printed schedule of events from then, which will like direct you to where vendors and tabling are, where all the rest of speakers and workshops will be, and even to the schedule of Pansy Fest events.
That's on Friday the 23rd at Firestorm.
Do you want to talk through the rest of the schedule for the weekend?
So as we were explaining, Friday kicks off with a welcoming table, and then there'll be a series of talks and workshops at Firestorm. For that day, everything is held at Firestorm. The next day is there'll be tabling at Mothlate between 11 and 5, and then workshops, talks, and presentations happening all day at Firestorm, and then at Kairos, which is underneath Firestorm. And then Sunday, it's a similar schedule, 11 to 5, vending at the Mothlight, and then workshops and talks all day at Firestorm and Kairos. And we can give you some more specific ideas of what kinds of workshops if you want, but maybe do the Pansy Fest schedule first.
Sure. So after ACAB ends at 5, Pansy Fest begins at 7 at Sly Grog on Friday and Saturday. Friday night will be like pop punk and pop and hip hop artists, electronic artists, including Diaspora, The Muslims, Woof, and Jamie Cornelia. And Saturday will be more of the metal, punk, and hardcore bands, including Hears, Wimp, and Listless. And that'll be from 7 to midnight for both nights. And on Friday night, at midnight, there's going to be a dance party at Static Age. And then Saturday night, there'll be another after party at Mold House, which you can get the address to through our social media. So Sunday morning, we also have a country and lo-fi brunch, and that'll be happening at Fleetwood's at 10 a.m. So yeah, get some food, get some softer tunes in the morning.
During the that brunch on Sunday, there's also going to be a letter writing with Transmission Prison Project. This is like another part of our collaboration.
Yeah. Amazing. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the workshops that people can find during the book fair?
Yeah, I'm super excited about a bunch of the things that are happening, or everything, to be correct. We have some highlights, I guess, would be we have anarchists from Puerto Rico coming to talk about what's going on with anarchist organizing and the recent political events there. We'll also have people speaking from Rojava about the struggle there against the state and ISIS. We have a keynote on Saturday with Modibo Kadelie on Pan-African social ecology, and he's been a Black liberation activist for 50-some-odd years, so it's going to be really amazing to get to learn from him. He has a new book coming out talking about the history of Black liberation movements. And that keynote is at 6 o'clock on Saturday, the 24th, at Firestorm. Do you want to talk about some of the other ones?
Yeah, I'll name a few other ones that I'm excited about. On Saturday, there's also No One Will Be Free Until Everyone Is Gay, which is speaking about the like queer and anarchist history in the past 20th century in the United States. On Sunday, there is The History and Future Potential of Failure as a Form of Revolt, which explores some really interesting topics. Also, there will be a presentation from No Light, which is an underground Atlanta dance scene about the like the synthesis of party dance culture and rebellion, which I think is going to be a really interesting and relevant topic.
Oh, one other thing that I'm stoked on is Saturday morning at Firestorm. There will be an Anarch Kids Read Aloud, and Firestorm has been doing programming for kids about politics and ecology, and the last one is coinciding with the book fair. So if you have kids and you want to expose them to radical ideas and anarchism, you should have them come read at Firestorm at 10 a.m.
So if people want to learn more, or if they don't remember some of the details that you shared with us today, where would you direct them?
We have social media and a blog. You can find us on Instagram at acab.2019. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/AshevilleACAB2019. And our website is acab2019.noblogs.org.
And you can follow Pansy Collective on Instagram at Pansy Fest and on our Facebook at Pansy Collective.
Is there anything else that you want people to know?
I would just really invite people and welcome them to come to both of these events. Asheville is like known for being a sort of politically liberal or left space that's friendly to queer community, but in reality, a lot of us are struggling to survive here. And both of these events would be space to meet up with other people who are trying to figure out ways to fight against these forces of oppression. You can meet up and like learn what's going on, plug in and share information and resources. And we can, as a community, come together to make our lives stronger.
I would like to encourage everyone and anyone, no matter where they are on their political journey, whether they already self-describe themselves as an anarchist or not, to come. This is a place for you to explore new ideas and make connections in our community and celebrate the like radical projects that we have here in the region.
Want to make sure that it's known that Pansy Fest every year has been a benefit festival, and this year all of the proceeds are going towards SEMA. So definitely come and show up. Help out SEMA during, you know, there's a real need for people on the ground. There's a need for resources during ICE raids that are happening all over Western North Carolina. And get in touch with SEMA, find their social media, just get tapped into the community and see how you can help.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today and for all of the hard work that you're doing organizing in our community. Thanks again.